very important guest with us now because of the subject. Jamie Luckhart, BS, a health educator, Naugatuck Valley Health District. And January, by the way, I don't know if you know this, is National Radon Action Month, and the Naugatuck Valley Health District is urging residents to test their homes for radon gas, the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers. So let's welcome Jamie to the program. Jamie, we're so pleased to have you with us because this is such an important subject.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
Jamie, thanks for stopping by. Paul here with Brad. Ray, first of all, for people who don't know, define what radon gas is. A lot of people hear it but might not fully understand what it is.
Exactly. So radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas. So basically, it breaks down in the soil. It's a breakdown of uranium in the Earth's crust. And I know that sounds a little complex, but what you basically need to know is that it's colorless, tasteless, and odorless.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically can seep in through your house, through cracks in your foundation.
So now, when somebody has new construction, and having bought a couple of houses in my
good
life,
question.
I know that what is a radon test? I know that's, if not legally mandated, I think, before you can buy a house or close on it, but what should folks do, or what do they have to do if they have to test for radon?
Sure. So if you just buy a house and you have to test for radon, you can go down to your local hardware store, or you can call the American Lung Association, and they will provide you with a test. There are two different types of tests that you can get. I suggest a short-term test, which is a 3 to 7 day, and that's what we have at the health department. And basically, you can have that test in your house for 3 to 7 days, and it will test your level of radon that you have in your house. And if you do have a reading of 4 or greater, then the DPH recommends that you take action in mitigation.
Jamie, you know, when you stop to think about it, radon gas is dangerous. I was looking at the figures of the number of people that die every year.
Right.
And, again, that says to you, does everybody? I'm just thinking of myself in a way, and I know other people too. When you say radon, you don't first think of this. So this is why I think it's so important that you folks and that you're out here today, because this is dangerous.
It is, and although it does pose a relatively low risk to human health. It is responsible, health officials estimated that it's responsible for 21,000 lung cancer deaths here in Connecticut.
That's so incredible.
That is pretty incredible.
Now, Jamie, when you talk about mitigation, let's say somebody is looking at a property or looking to renovate a property and they put one of these radon tests in, whether it's an electronic device or just the sensor device that is just thrown away or sent in afterwards. What are they looking at here as far as mitigation? Is it sealing the basement? Is it coating the walls? What is done here?
So the primary way to mitigate your house to reduce the radon is to install a vent pipe system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a fan that is going to pull the radon from beneath the building and vent it into the outside air.
Yeah.
It's really important that you hire a qualified radon contractor, and that cost can run you anywhere from $1,200 to
$1,500. Wow.
It is a lot, but it's definitely worth it.
So you don't block the gas. It's there. You have to vent it out of your house.
Yeah, exactly.
And how much now? And how many times do you have to do that? Just once?
So it would be an in-home system, and that would be installed into your house.
So it's got to run constantly.
It's got to run constantly then. But that, in the long run, what you're going to save by yourself, it really is a good investment.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I always recommend to kind of, you know, you can quote multiple companies, and I like to provide people with a range of what that service will cost just so they know. Mm-hmm. And always ask to see their credentials and make sure that they are indeed a certified mitigator.
Okay, Jamie, if folks have any questions, what should they do?
They can contact me at the Naugatuck Valley Health District. My number is 203-881-3255. Or if they have any other questions, they can contact or go on to the Department of Public Health's website, and that I can provide for you is www.ct.gov/DPH/radon.
All right.
Jamie, do you get, I would think, once folks realize really the dangers here, that you're going to get a lot of calls. Do you already get them, that people want you to come in and check these things out?
Yes, radon has been quite the experience. It's very busy in the health department right now, which is great. The Department of Public Health really advertises this wonderfully, and we do it every January. It's a wonderful campaign, and we're very thankful that local health is able to participate. And our overall goal is to just raise awareness and have people out there testing their homes.
All right, Jamie Luckhard, BS. Great. She is health educator for the Naugatuck Valley Health District. Jamie, thank you for the call this morning.
Thanks a million.
You're very welcome.
We appreciate it. Thanks, you too. Don't play around with the radon. When we bought a house, my wife and I at the time, and it was an older house. It had a lot of renovations, and we had to put a radon kit down there for, I think, a week. We left it. It wasn't one of the electronic devices. It was one of these disposable.
For 1 week. So,
yeah, I think we kept it down there for a week or 10 days right in the basement, and it came back okay. The number was very low, but it came back okay. But they have these fans. In fact, I'm looking online right now. They have these fans.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
That,
yep.
you actually mount the fan outside on the side of the house, and it sucks the radon gas from your basement up into a pipe and then up out the roof.